Are you a kingdom-minded woman who would love to have a greater level of clarity to operate in throughout the day that comes from a deeper level of attunement to the Holy Spirit? If so, this is for you. Before we jump into the two simple things I'm going to recommend you do before you do anything for the rest of your day, let me know where you are tuning in from, and I would love to come say hi to you after this. Now, I know that if you choose to implement what I'm sharing with you from personal experience, this will change everything about your day. And so it will make such a huge difference. And so let's go into the two simple things that I recommend you do every morning before you do anything else. Number one is minister to the Lord in worship. Now, I know as Christians and kingdom-minded people, we have heard about worship and the power of worship over and over, but I'm about to share something with you about worship that may just change the way that you view worship for the rest of your life. And here it is. Heard this recently, I thought was so powerful. And this person said, worship is more than just a song. No matter what form your worship takes on, whether it's a song, a dance, it's an action, it's your lifestyle, whatever it is actually a declaration, a pledge of your allegiance to a spirit being. Now, I want you to think about that. Your worship is your pledge of allegiance to a spirit, right? The Bible says that we are royal priests and kings who are meant to walk in victory on this earth and enforce the victory of Christ. And it is your priesthood that will impact the culture of the territory that you occupy as a king. Say that one more time. It is your priesthood that will influence the culture of your territory that you occupy as a king in this earth realm. For example, if you look in the Bible at Abraham's day, you will see that Sodom's king operated in a demonic priesthood, and his worship to the God he served was perversion. And that shaped the culture of his territory. And he operated it as a priest. And in the same way, you are to function as a priest of the living God. And as you minister to him in worship, you will be empowered to shape the culture of the territory with that of his kingdoms. I want you to think about that. So simply by setting aside a specific time each morning to focus through the instrument of your heart on worshiping and exalting your king, pledging your allegiance to him, this will dramatically affect your ability to advance his kingdom throughout the rest of your day and your spheres of influence. Those are the territories that you are called to occupy. And it is your priesthood that will influence the culture that you are able to bring. So there's some incredible spirit-birthed worship tracks on YouTube. Right? If you want me to share a few, let me know in the comments. I'll be happy to drop them for you. But these can help you facilitate your time of worship to the Lord. You can sing in the spirit, sing from your heart to him, and just minister to him, pledging all the while realizing that and being aware that you are pledging your allegiance to him in the earth. And the second thing now that I recommend you do after you minister to the Lord before you go on to the rest of your day to operate at a greater level of clarity that comes from a deeper level of attunement to the Holy Spirit is praying in the Spirit. Now, I know this is also something you probably heard a lot about, but this is why I know from personal experience, it is so powerful to be reminded of why that is powerful, why that's important for us to be able to walk in sustained victory. Okay, so praying in tongues for a focused amount of time as you intentionally yield yourself to the Holy Spirit is incredibly powerful. And I've noticed it's actually something the enemy attempts to oppose us very much in, right? And what I'm about to share with you will explain why. It's because as you pray in the Spirit, you are actually partnering with the Holy Spirit to pray the perfect will of God. Yes, there is the perfect will of God for your life. And now let me explain it to you. I know there's been a lot of misconceptions around this, right? And this is his purposes written in his book of destiny over your life. Now you may be like, Sophia, what is this book of destiny? I mean, you may have never heard of this. Well, Psalms 139:16 says, your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in your book were written the days that were appointed for me, when as yet not one of them even taking shape. Now, a lot, I want to address here a lot of the misconceptions around this. When I used to read this, I know a lot of people, you may resonate with this, where when you read this, you thought, okay, therefore, you know, qui sera sera, whatever will be. Well, let me share the truth with you is actually that no, God's book of destiny for you involves just the most incredible, amazing plans you have for you. But without you understanding how to fight and win and come into agreement with them and enforce them and make them a reality on the earth in partnership with him, they will not become a reality. That is the truth, right? In fact, I believe that this is one of, notice, this is one of the things the enemy is actually going the hardest at. In all his agenda, in all his scheming, it's actually to delay and frustrate the book of destiny God has written over your life. Why? Because frustrating the plans and purposes of God for your life will frustrate as well God's plans and purposes for this generation. I want you to realize that you are born for such a time as this. It means that you were sent here on assignment at this very time, this very point of time, right? You are not here in random, by random birth where, you know, you may be in a place where you go, oh my goodness, you know, I wish I was born in this era, that, but no, God actually appointed you and sent your spirit into the earth realm for such a time as this, put you in a human body so that you would have legal authority to partner with him as a son of man on the earth. This means that there are blueprints from heaven for much needed solutions on the earth, that God wants you to birth and build under the guidance of his Holy Spirit in each season of your life for such a time as this. Heaven needs your agreement with it in fasting, in prayer, so that the purposes of God can be fulfilled on this earth, in this generation, in direct correlation to everything you are seeing going on in the earth around you. It is your role as king and priest, ministering to him as a priest, and there's other functions as well I will not go into today, but that allow you to then operate effectively in your dominion as a king on the earth as you ascend, and you are then able to go forth powerfully from that place of attunement to the Holy Spirit. And so you must learn how to fight, because the enemy wants you to leave this earth. He wants you to die and leave this earth with your book of destiny unfulfilled. And the book of destiny is where the plans and purposes of God for your life are written. And they are time sensitive because they're only available for you to be able to walk out until you leave this earth. And so you must learn to fight with him. I have begun to understand this. I've been learning and realizing this over the past months, over the past year, that we must learn to fight to win. You must learn how to partner with God to see what is written in your book of destiny in heaven come to fulfillment every single day on this earth. You must learn how to exercise your legal God-given authority as a son of God, as a son of man, right? As a human, someone of mankind in this realm of man, to give him your agreement in various ways that are vital for him to accomplish what he has written, that he has dreamt up for your life here. I love what Kevin Zadai, I love what he talked about, how when I read his book about how it's all rigged in your favor, it made it so clear that he said, everything God has written for you involves no failure. Right. So it made me realize when he shared that so when he was in near-death experience and Jesus showed him it is all rigged in your favor. And what that means is that he saw that the main thing is the enemy has a agenda every single day to get Christians, to get the people of God to compromise. Right, to not be able to live out what is in their books of destiny because the enemy gains legal rights over them and he is able to lead them in another direction, right? And so there are these different tools, these different keys that God released, these different understandings about the spirit realm that are essential, right? The Bible says that for lack of knowledge, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And it's actually reclaiming this that is essential for us to be, the goal is that we go from a place of being blindsided by the enemy almost all the time, right, fighting blind, to as we learn these keys, as we take back our keys of authority to come into partnership with the power of God, right, in partnership with him, we live 97% of the time or even more not being blindsided by the enemy because we are so in tune with the spirit, we are so yielded to him, we are so built up in our spirits that we are able to live from a place of always being ahead of the game rather than behind. And so there are definitely more kingdom keys that I could go for a whole year of what I've been learning, and there is more to become equipped with. However, the two keys I'm sharing here with you today are part of learning how you can learn to how the things on this earth actually work. What does it look like to occupy in both the spirit and the natural as a priest and a king in order to be able to enforce the victory of Christ in the territories you are called to occupy rather than live constantly blindsided by the enemy? So, praying in the spirit is also when divine intelligence will be downloaded into your spirit man from heaven. And this is downloaded in a way that the enemy is unable to block nor understand. You will find this divine intelligence either bubbles up into your conscious mind. I found that as you are praying, if you start to ask God some questions about some specific things that you need some answers about on the earth, right, as a king in different spheres of your life and your business, or if you don't get the answers then, I've noticed then that often as you go about the rest of your day or at certain points while you're resting, maybe, right, while you're in the shower, whatever it is, you'll get the downloads. They will come into your conscious understanding and bam, you're like, okay, I know that next step. I know what to do here. Yeah. So whatever you need wisdom in, I encourage you, ask the Lord as you pray in the spirit, right? And let him bring the answers to you. If you're not used to doing this yet, which, you know, everyone starts from, you may have to just set yourself apart in a room. Maybe you have to wake up a fair bit earlier than anyone else in your family. Go into a room, set in a timer for an amount of time, let's say 20 minutes or 30 minutes for a start, and you can set a goal to increase this over time as you build up. You know, it's like priming that pump and getting just that focus. Because I will say this here, because this is not a mental exercise, but it's a spiritual exercise, which means it's engaged by your faith, you will need to likely aggressively, this is another word I heard from Dr. Kevin Zadai that I loved. He's used the words aggressively discipline. And I've caught on, the moment I caught onto that, I was like, that is powerful. So you may need to aggressively discipline yourself to yield to the Holy Spirit and stay focused as you do so, knowing that your victory in the earth realm is dependent on your ability to occupy in both the spirit and the natural, and that takes the partnership and guidance of the Holy Spirit. And so one of the things I love to do as well around the end of while I'm praying in the spirit each morning or as a part of it is as I'm praying in the spirit, I love to go over my plans for the day with the Holy Spirit. And so a way you can do that is you start with a piece of paper, or if you've planned your goals the night before with him, right, then you can take that. If not, make your plans as you pray in the spirit with his guidance. You know, what comes to mind, ask him. Ask him questions like, is there anything I've missed, right, when you've written it out? Is there anything that is not for today that I've written down, right? These are things that he can then help you align and attune yourself to what he wants actually in this day that you may not have had on your radar. Then be sure to go and take action on what you've heard during your day. Ask the Father for his strengthening to implement and carry out and enforce his plans for your life. And so, in summary, I shared two keys today to help you fight to win. These will help you operate at a greater level of clarity throughout the rest of your day, a clarity that comes only by your increased attunement to the Holy Spirit. And isn't it powerful for those of you who are hearing for the first time that you have a book of destiny with it, with heaven, right? I encourage you every day to pray this. Pray, Father, I come into agreement with your books of destiny over my life. I come into agreement with the blueprints of heaven over my life today. Why is this important? Because when you understand the law of dominion, I'll go into this really, really quickly. I could go for much longer to dive deeper into this, but the very gist of it is in Genesis 1:26, I believe it was 1:26, that God alluded to this when he said, he made us, right? And then he said, let them have dominion on the earth. And the implications of those two words, let them, are so powerful. Right? They will shift. This is something I think is so powerful to understand because so many people don't understand, include I didn't used to either, how we have such an incredibly vital part to play on the earth in terms of the law of dominion, which means that God gave legal authority to you and I who are the sons of men, right? It's all humankind, whether you're a believer or you're not a believer, right? Even unbelievers, they have a measure of this authority. But once you step into your kingdom authority as a son of God, you have a superior level of authority. But this is why it says all of creation is groaning for the sons of God, because it is waiting for us to learn how to use our legal authority to take back this earth realm. You will find that the devil's people know some spiritual technology, but it's the demonic version, right? Because they understand the way this earth realm works and how to take dominion over it in their opposite way. We need to learn how to take our dominion over it the kingdom way, so that everything is restored back to God's original purposes, including your life. And that is you living out the book of destiny. So by you coming into agreement with your legal authority, with that law of dominion as well, God essentially locked himself out. He transferred that dominion to you and I, that legal authority. And so what that meant is that without our partnership, he would not be able to move in the earth realm freely, but neither would any other spirit being. So that means the enemy also cannot move in the earth realm without a human agent giving him their partnership. So once you realize this, it's very powerful. You realize that nothing can happen then without a son of man, someone of humankind partnering with a spirit being to allow the agenda of either heaven or hell to enter this earth. And you realize why prayer becomes critical, right? You realize why your agreement in prayer, just saying, I come into agreement, Father, with your books of destiny over my life, with the blueprints of heaven over my life, is powerful, right? Because with your agreement, can he then do what he already desires to do on the earth? And that is our job. That is why we are here. That is our assignment on the earth as a general assignment, although we all have different expressions of that assignment, but we all are here to provide that partnership, ideally, right? As we wake to the narrative, the truth of the kingdom, we're here to partner with God to give him his ability to move on the earth. And, you know, the genius of God is that he gave us his legal authority, but he retains power. All power, if you think about it, only comes from the spirit realm. And that's why it either comes from God's spirit, the spirit of the living God who is so good to us and such a good and kind father and good and kind God, or it comes from a demonic source, right? And demonic sources can give power, but they're always out to hurt you as well. They're always out to therefore take over and control you and your bloodlines in exchange for what you are getting from them. And so, but that is not our God. Our God only has good plans for us. Jeremiah 29, 11 says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. Our God only, as Kevin saw in heaven, God only has good plans for us that don't involve failure. They don't involve these different things that are only actually because of demonic interference. All right, so the two keys in summary are to firstly start your day off before you do anything else, ministering to the Lord as his priest, his royal priesthood in the order of our King Jesus, pledging your allegiance to him in worship, and then praying in a focused manner in the spirit for a focused amount of time, and planning your day as you pray with the Holy Spirit's guidance to receive divine intelligence. So, if you found what I shared today incredibly helpful and you are committed to starting the day by interacting with heaven through these two powerful practices so you can operate for the rest of your day from a greater level of spirit-led clarity and ability to exercise your authority, drop clarity in the comments. I would love to hear from you and just cheer you on and pray in agreement, stand in agreement with you for that greater level of clarity and Holy Spirit's empowerment to help you to aggressively discipline yourself to see, to enforce these things so that you can walk in victory. All right, I look forward to hearing testimony of how these two keys change your life, and I will see you again soon. Blessings!